Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you just tuned in, you're wondering why I sound like this. I know it sounds pretty sexy, but it's not the way it normally sounds, the way I normally sound. Got a little bit of a cold. It's gotten into my throat, but the show must go on. And as I said earlier in the hour, don't worry, it doesn't hurt. Ivan Meisner is here. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the CEO of Business Network International. He's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here, including Masters of Success, including Masters of Networking, and on and on. He's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. It's been a couple months, I think.
It has been. It's been too long. Ivan, how many countries are you in now, and how many branches of BNI do you have?
We now have 3,735 chapters in 23 countries around the world.
Wow. And so now when you started working with me about 7 years ago, you were in about 12 countries and had about 1,500 chapters or something like that?
Oh, less than that. I think we probably had about 1,000 chapters 7 years ago, and I doubt if we were in 12. We were probably more like in 6.
Wow. And just look at the growth since you've been working with me.
It has been this show.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad to know I could help out, Ivan.
Well, you know, all joking aside, clearly, Jim, media like this, you know, gives brand recognition to an organization. So don't underestimate the power of your show.
My audience knows I'm teasing, but I am glad to say that I was telling the world about you before you were a big shot like you are now, and so I appreciate the fact that I can see a rising star when I see one. Ivan, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is referrals, and that's a big deal to you because that's the essence of networking, and that's where the payoff for successful networking happens. And one of the things I know you want to talk about today is a very important topic, and that is how to get referrals for a business that's difficult to refer. And yeah, I use the example of, you know, if I sell battleships, you know, kind of hard, you know, not everybody needs a battleship, right?
Nope. <That's>
or atomic energy plants or something like that.
Yeah, that's hard to get referrals for.
Yeah. What are some?
I'm maybe talking about a little easier than that.
Right. What are some examples?
Well, I'm thinking, people like psychotherapists or even some business coaches, life coaches. It really first rose for me as an issue when I was a business consultant, and it's hard for one person to say to another one, "Man, you're really screwing up your business. You need this guy." And that's a difficult referral to make, and certainly psychotherapists are a very difficult referral to make. And how do those people get referrals through, you know, business organizations and their friends?
How do they do that?
Well, one of the ways that I learned, and I talk about this in an article that I wrote up at entrepreneur.com, one of the ways that I learned was through speaking engagements. And so if you as a business professional are willing to do speaking engagements, to do what I call the rubber chicken circuit, mm-hmm. You know, the Rotary, Lions, Kiwanis, if you're willing to go speak to them, it's a great way to get referrals. Because what you do is you go to groups that you belong to, a group like BNI if you belong to that, or whatever other organizations you may belong to, and you go there with a letter. And the letter basically, my version of the letter basically said that I do a presentation, and this was in the 80s. I do a presentation called Entrepreneuring in the 80s. And, it talks about this and this and this, and I outlined what it talked about. And then I listed quotes from different organizations that had heard me talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go into a networking group where I had a good relationship with a lot of people with 30 or 40 copies of this letter. And I'd stand up and I'd say, hey, you know, if you think that I was one of the more difficult people to refer in the past, I'm about to make it really easy for you. Because you all belong to other organizations. Take this letter to that organization that you belong to and hand it to the program chairperson of that organization. And I'll become one of the easiest people to refer. And it worked. Hmm. I got a ton of referrals to go do speaking engagements.
Well, because those kinds of organizations are always looking for talent, aren't they?
Yeah, they're always looking for a speaker. Every week, 50 weeks a year, they need a speaker.
Exactly. Ivan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about how to refer the difficult companies, the difficult industries to refer. Right after these messages, it's 20 Till. Stay with us.
I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of it.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and it's easy to do. And if you decide you want to unsubscribe, you can do that yourself too. Check out all the other things you can do on our website, including finding out more about our good friend Ivan Meisner, who's our guest this half hour, and listening to one of the dozens of archives of interviews that we've done with Ivan over the years. Lots of good stuff there. If you're interested in networking, getting referrals, reaching out and putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, there's no better place to go than to listen to some of the things that Ivan has talked to us about over the years. Ivan, give us your website too, please.
Our website is BNI.com, Business Network International, and it will list all of the 23 countries that we're in and how you can connect with people that can get you into a local chapter.
Well, and tell us a little bit about how the chapters are structured. Because folks, I'd really encourage you to go visit a BNI chapter, and if there's not one near you, to see what it takes to start one. Go ahead, Ivan.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows one person per flavor to join one of our groups. So we have one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor, one travel agent. Sole purpose of the organization is to pass each other referrals. So everyone gets together on a weekly basis. We have 3,735 meetings every week in different places around the world, and they get together and pass referrals to one another. Last year, the organization passed 3.3 million referrals that generated $1.5 billion worth of business for members worldwide.
Last year? Wow.
Last year alone.
Wow, yeah. That's great. Well, now, what's an optimal size for a BNI chapter?
That's a great question. Critical mass is about 20. When a chapter hits 20, you start to see referrals going up exponentially. The optimal size for a chapter probably is in the neighborhood of 40 to 45. Groups like that are passing over 200 referrals a month.
Wow.
Within the group. Over 200. I mean, I've seen some that do 350 to 400 in a month.
Do they also have speakers to come to those groups?
No, none of the chapters have outside speakers, none. It's all members. Each week, one of the members has a chance to give a 10-minute talk about who they are and what they do. And, of course, each member every week has a chance to stand and give just a one-minute overview of who they are and what they do.
They typically meet at lunch?
No, probably over 90% of our chapters worldwide meet in the morning.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Get ready for the week ahead. I mean, for the day ahead. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, we do have lunch groups, but the majority are still in the morning, and the reason for that is that at lunch you have fires to put out in the office, appointments, you have other things that pull away from the meeting. Mm-hmm. Most people don't set appointments at 7 o'clock in the morning, and so most of our chapters do meet in the morning, but there are groups that meet at lunch.
Let's go back to and talk about these difficult to refer businesses. You mentioned consultant a minute ago, and I used to be one of those guys. And I got all my business from referrals just about. And what you said, you know, how do you tell somebody they're not running their business well? Well, what I found was that whenever a friend was eating lunch with a friend and they would have some concern about their business, that my clients would say, you know what, you ought to call Jim. And so that turned out pretty good. I train these guys a little bit. It's important that you train people who are willing to refer you, isn't it?
It is important. One of the things that we tell people when they are standing up and introducing themselves at networking events is that you're not trying to close a sale, you're trying to train a sales force.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach people how to refer you. The thing is, it takes time. And so finding yourself in a position where you do have an opportunity to refer somebody, it's hit and miss. It's a very time-consuming process. So one of the things that can speed that process up is what I was talking about with the speaking engagements. That does help nudge things along a little faster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some other things we can do?
Well, if you're going to do one of those speaking engagements, it's really important that you leave them with something. You can't do a hard sell when you go do a presentation at a Rotary or a Lions or a
In fact, that typically turns people off. You need to bring content, and it just so happens that this is what you do.
Yeah, you absolutely must have a presentation, and it's usually 20 to 30-minute talk at these organizations, and you absolutely have to have content, or they'll throw you out on your ear, and they'll never bring you back to any of the groups
right.
in the area. And then it's real important to leave them with something in a subtle way that has them call you back. What I did when I was a consultant was I left them with profiles. And, Jim, you're probably familiar with DISC instruments.
Yep, I am.
You do you measure someone's behavioral characteristics, drive,
right.
influence, steadiness, compliance.
Right. I'm a double D. You might be surprised to look at it.
Yeah, I'm a high D, high I, low S, low C.
Yeah.
very assertive, fairly people-oriented, take on way too many things, and I'll do it my own way. Thank you very much. But
I'm also a Taurus, by the way.
That aside, what I would do is say to everyone, my presentation was entrepreneuring in the 80s, and I was talking about managing and motivating employees. And I would talk about the fact that the truth is you can't motivate employees. They have to motivate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you can provide an environment for them to get excited and to motivate themselves. But you have to understand what motivates employees, because it's different. What motivates you is different than what might motivate them. And I introduced the DISC profiles and how they work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap up when you get back?
Yeah. Let's finish this. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president, CEO, and the founder of Business Network International. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Still doing my Barry White impersonation. Don't you think I sound like a little bit like Barry White, Ivan?
Yes, as long as you don't ask if I think you sound sexy, because that I wasn't going to respond to.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he's our good friend and the founder of Business Network International, an outstanding organization. I encourage you to go to their website, bni.com, and subscribe to their newsletter. Can anybody subscribe to your newsletter?
Yeah, anyone can subscribe to it. It's a SuccessNet. If you go to BNI.com and click on newsletter or SuccessNet, you'll have an opportunity to subscribe. We have about 72,000 subscribers worldwide now.
And you got some of the smartest people in the world writing for that newsletter, don't you?
We have some really good
geniuses.
People there. One of them is called Jim Blassingame.
Geniuses.
Yeah. We get great article.
Let's get back into the referral thing. You were wrapping up something as we went to the break.
Well, I was saying that if you're going to do that speaking engagement, and the goal is to get business out of it, so you want to have some kind of hook that has them contact you after you've spoke. So I do this presentation, Entrepreneur in the 80s, trying to motivate employees, and I would mention the DISC profiles help to do that. And here's the hook. I would say, in the back of the room, I've left some sheets of paper, and if you would like to have one of your employees take one of these DISC instruments, we'll do a free analysis. We do this for service clubs like this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a free analysis for you, about a 4-page report that just explains to you a little bit about your employee. And that's it. That was the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always get people who would come up to me afterwards and say, hey, you know what, where do I send this, and how do I get it to you? And they would send it to me. I'd do the analysis. I would call them. I'd go there, not just mail it to them, go there, explain it to them. And I probably picked up at least one client out of every two speaking engagements I did. It was a great way to get referrals. It was subtle. I had other people out there marketing me. It was subtle, and I almost always picked clients. It was
well, and when the people, when you left the speaking engagement, even if they didn't ask you to do anything for them, they got something out of being there.
Oh yes,
you made sure that they were glad that you were there, regardless of whether they did business with you.
Yeah, you have to have content, otherwise you're not going to get these.
What's another method of getting referrals? I know you've got a bunch of them.
Well, one of the probably most important things that I think a lot of people don't understand is that when you have an opportunity to stand and introduce yourself at networking groups, you have to really be specific about what it is you do. I mentioned earlier today that it's you're not trying to close a sale, you're trying to train a sales force. And most business people don't get that. They stand up and try to basically close sales. I do this, I do this, I'm a full service whatever. You know, you can buy this product from me, you can buy it, and that doesn't work very effectively. In the referral process, instead what you have to do is educate and train people how to refer you. And a technique that I highly recommend, that I first talked about in my book, World's Best Known Marketing Secret, is the LCD approach. You break your business down into their least and lowest common denominator. Now, when I was an undergraduate student in college, I was absolutely, positively, unequivocally certain I would never use anything remotely related to algebra ever again for the rest of my life. However, this one technique I was able to use, and it's, you know, you break it down into individual parts, and you just talk about that one thing for 1 minute. I'll give you one example, the best example I've heard in the last 20 years in running B&I. I saw a florist stand up at a meeting once, and he held up a single rose. And he said, what do you guys think of this rose? And they looked at it and they said, well, it's from Winn-Dixie, the local grocery store. And this is a florist. He's holding up a Winn-Dixie, a grocery store rose. They said, well, looks pretty good. You know, kind of hesitantly because they know he's holding a competition's rose. And he says, yeah, Winn-Dixie does a nice job on their rose. It was probably, you know, I don't know, 12 inches high and small stem but healthy. He said, yeah, they do a pretty nice job. He said, but let me show you my rose. And he reaches under the table, and he pulls out a long-stem rose that had to be at least a foot and a half long, maybe longer, big, big bud on the end and a really thick stem. And he talks a little bit about the differences between the roses, and he really emphasizes the stem. And he said, look how thick the stem is. The thicker the stem, the more water it pulls up. And the more water it pulls up, the larger the bud and the longer it lives. And he held up the Winn-Dixie rose by the tip on the bottom, and he shook it back and forth, and it kind of flopped back and forth like a fish, you know. And he held up his rose from the bottom, and it stood good and, you know, steady, just showing the difference in the stems. And he said, here's the Winn-Dixie rose, here's my rose, there's only 3 cents difference in price. Theirs is more. And that just nailed it. Everyone in the room went, whoa, you know, I'm an idiot. If I go and buy the roses at a grocery store when I could buy roses right from the florist and look at the value that I get. And that was, I could see him training an employee on that. And that's what made it work.
Well done, Ivan. Well said. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.